Okay, so we're halfway through. I promised to throw it open shortly, but I just want to run through some questions, which I think everything that has been said is true and honest and admirable, and I have inordinate respect for all the people here, which is why I feel that they might indulge me by letting me ask some slightly slightly meaner questions from the other side. So the first of those, which I'm going to direct first to David, not for any particular reason, is there such a thing as institutional ego? And if so, how does an institution manage its own ego?
I guess there is, but I guess that can only be created by the people who run it. So I guess any institutional ego is built up from the kind of mythologies that staff members and artists and people who work and maybe even go to that organisation probably sort of kind of collectively enshrine together. And I guess the challenge or one of the dangers is if they start to calcify so much that actually that ego becomes so fixed or steady state that it isn't able to change. Because I guess in terms of art practice and development, as soon as something has stopped changing, and I think, yeah, it might get bigger, it might get smaller, it might get wider, it might get fatter, it might disappear for a while, it might, that the main thing is that it continues to evolve and change.